That wasn't right. The sales staff was to give everyone exceptional service. Everyone. How many of those women who'd been slighted would never return? After all, Tampa had plenty of clothing stores. When informed, the section manager had been furious. Apparently, Carol had already been warned twice to amend her ways. The manager had called the sales associate over for a final warning. Not an hour later, Carol and her friends had entered the deli where Uzuri was eating. Uzuri shivered at the memory of the loud, ugly confrontation. Carol blamed her for the reprimand, said Uzuri didn't know anything. After all, Carol had been selling clothing since before Uzuri was born. She knew how to sell far better than any new grad. At least, she hadn't said black new grad. Uzuri shut the car engine off. Thank goodness, Carol wasn't male since Uzuri would probably have cowered. However, confronting a female was difficult, but not impossible, and Uzuri had responded in a firm, level voice. Okay, she'd totally pretended she was Master Z. She hadn't let the older woman sneer shake her. Of course, after returning to her office, she'd trembled for a good hour. A long internal debate later, she'd decided the confrontation didn't need to be shared with the woman's manager. Enough was enough. Thank goodness the day was over. As she slid out of her car, the early evening heat plastered her suit to her curvy frame, reminding her of why the fall clothing line wasn't selling well.
I should have ordered extra shorts and tank tops instead. But who knew global warming would negate half of the fall season?
The white stucco duplex shimmered with heat, and the stately line of curbside palms provided no shade at all. Catching the awful scent of rotting food, she wrinkled her nose. Ew. Purse under her arm, she quickly crossed the driveway.
Air conditioning. Need air conditioning.
As she rounded the bushes which concealed her recessed front door, the stench got worse. And then she saw the cause. A heaping pile of garbage sat on her front stoop. Fear stabbed her so hard, she gasped. No, no, no. Fumbling for the pepper spray in her purse, she spun to check her surroundings. No one hid behind her car or the trees. No one watched from across the street. There were no strangers in sight. Despite the sultry heat, cold fear sweat trickled down her spine. As she fought for her breath, her ribcage refused to let any air in. Down the street to her left, teenage Duke Hernandez was mowing his lawn. On the sidewalk to the right, blonde Brenna rode her tricycle and sang some Disney tune in a high voice. The golden furry shape sprawled in the neighbor's yard was the Smith's retriever. She found no hulking man with a patchily shaved scalp. No Jarvis. Embarrassed, she huffed out a breath and stowed her pepper spray. Way to overreact, girl. Undoubtedly, some fun-loving brats had dumped one of the garbage cans that lined the curb this morning. Surely, that was all. Or was it? Over the past few months, other minor incidents had occurred. Her car window busted, a dead mouse left on a windowsill, her newspaper ripped to shreds, her electricity turned off, all since Jarvis had gotten out of jail. But really, the instances were few and far between. She wasn't being stalked. Pranks happened all the time. It was just her turn right now.
Uzuri, you're back.
The quavering voice came from Mrs. Avery, who lived in the other side of the duplex. Leaning on her walker, the elderly lady stepped outside. Stooped and shriveled with skin almost as white as her hair, she was one of the sweetest people in the world.
Such a mess. I saw it when Betty brought me back from grocery shopping.
Did they dump anyone else's garbage?
It doesn't look like it, dear.
Just me? Yet that still didn't mean the culprit was Jarvis. Maybe someone had targeted her for being black. Wasn't it weird to hope she was being harassed for her race? But she couldn't bear to think of the alternative. Mrs. Avery pursed her lips.
I talked with Mr. Hernandez. He will send over the boys with shovels and a garbage can to get that cleaned up. He said they owe you for feeding their dog and cats last month.
Uzuri's shoulders relaxed.
That will be a wonderful help. Thank you so much.
Mrs. Avery waved her hand in dismissal.
None of us could bear thinking of you having to deal with it. You work so hard.
Uzuri's eyes burned. Although she'd only lived here since last spring, her neighbors had taken her in as one of them.
Thank you.
Go get changed now, dear. You'll want to spray the stoop after Duke and Roberto cart away the mess.